Multiple services ranging from airlines to healthcare around the world are slowly recovering after a massive IT outage affected computer systems for hours yesterday. Millions of people around the globe were affected by a widespread Microsoft software outage. Businesses, banking services, hospitals, and airline operations were amongst the worst hit after US cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike issued a faulty software update which affected Microsoft Windows operating system, rendering devices around the world inoperable. Microsoft CEO Satya Narayan Nadella said in a social media post that they are working closely with CrowdStrike and across the industry to provide customers technical guidance and support to bring the systems back online safely. CrowdStrike CEO apologized for the disruption and said a fix has been issued. He admitted that it will take some time before all systems were back up and running. Some airline services are beginning to return to normal. Over 5,000 flights were cancelled worldwide following the IT outage. In India, numerous flights were either delayed or cancelled. Several airlines had to resort to manual check-in and boarding processes at the airports and requested passengers to reach airports early. Meanwhile, the Indian financial and payment systems remained largely unaffected by the Microsoft services outage. Bangladesh has announced the imposition of a curfew and the deployment of military forces after police failed to quell days of deadly unrest that has spread throughout the country. Violence erupted in the country after protests by students demanding reforms in the quota system for government jobs. The clashes between student demonstrators and police have killed at least 105 people so far, posing a momentous challenge for Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government after 15 years in office. India has reaffirmed the close bonds of friendship it shares with Bhutan and promised a firm commitment to further strengthen the bilateral relations according to the priorities of the Bhutanese government and its people. The sentiment of solidarity in the cause of Bhutan's development was conveyed by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Tobge in Thimphu yesterday. Mr. Misri also called on Foreign Minister of Bhutan D.N. Dhungel. They discussed bilateral issues of mutual interest and ways to further strengthen exemplary bilateral ties across all sectors. Foreign Secretary Misri reached Thimphu yesterday on a two-day official visit to Bhutan. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be on a day-long visit to Ranchi in Jharkhand today. He will address the extended working committee meeting of state BJP. Jharkhand BJP chief Babulal Marandi said Mr. Shah will review the party's poll performance as well as of NDA in recently concluded Lok Sabha elections. The assembly election is likely to take place in the state later this year. The 46th session of the World Heritage Committee will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi beginning tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the meet. It will conclude on 31st of this month. India is hosting this event for the first time. The ceremony will be graced by Director General of UNESCO, Madame Audrey Azoulay. In Haiti, at least 40 migrants lost their lives and several others were injured after a boat they were traveling on caught fire off northern part of the country. The boat, which was carrying over 80 people, left the northern coast of Haiti on Wednesday en route for the Turks and Caicos Islands, 150 miles away. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka today. The IMD added that heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over parts of Kerala, Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh today. In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, defending champions India beat Pakistan by 7 wickets in their opening game of the tournament at Dambulla in Sri Lanka last evening. Chasing a target of 109 runs, Indianeves overhauled the score with 7 wickets in hand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.